Multinational drug companies are unethically minimizing their tax burden and undermining our public purse, according to a report by Oxfam released this week. The global study titled Prescriptions for Poverty have revealed that the Australian subsidiaries of the US four largest pharmaceutical companies legally shared their tax burden by around $645 million between 2013 and 15, thanks to major loopholes in our tax system. The shortfall in tax revenue, thanks to these legal manoeuvres by Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, Abbott, and Merck, or MSD in Australia, are disproportionately hurting everyday Aussies, explains Dr. Lisa Lee, Senior Economist for Oxfam Australia.
So what this suggests is that by avoiding taxes, unfairly avoiding taxes, these pharmaceutical companies are not paying their fair share towards services that could be provided for by the government to some of the least, the most disadvantaged groups in our society who are disproportionately reliant on public services like Medicare and hospitals and public hospitals. What this means is that by not having this revenue available, the government needs to pick up the bill from elsewhere, which generally means the regular, ordinary people who don't have that same mechanism to minimise their taxes as readily as some of these multinationals do.
Based on earlier reports, Oxfam claims our tax revenue is further squandered through the cost of subsidies to these companies received from the federal government through the pharmaceutical benefits scheme to lower prices for some consumers due to the high price of drugs, explains Dr. Lee.
So the second prong of it is that the pharmaceutical companies are able to also maintain a high price on medication through one of the mechanisms is through what is known as evergreening, whereby they can modify an existing patent, a patented drug, and roll over their monopoly over that particular, roll over their patent for that particular prescription drug. So what that means is that they are able to maintain market power over that particular type of drug group and prevents the generic versions of those drugs to come into the market and compete and thereby bring down some of the prices. These are findings that are not Oxfam's findings, just to be clear. These are things which have been vocalised by several academics and other reports, these are not particularly new findings that Oxfam has come up with. What it means is that the pharmaceutical companies are double-dipping our tax system by not only tax avoiding and minimising the unfairly avoiding the amount that they should pay in Australia, but also they're taking directly from the public purse through the pharmaceutical benefits scheme.
Oxfam is at pains to emphasise that all of this is legal, as is Pfizer, which said in a statement,
Pfizer abides by all accounting and tax laws wherever we do business and pays all taxes due.
Dr. Elfrida Sangul, a senior lecturer at University of Western Sydney School of Law, explains that the loopholes in our legal framework and internationally allows parent companies using accounting to shift profit and expenses between subsidiaries in high-tax countries and tax havens like Bermuda. These manoeuvres allow companies to reduce their profit or even record a loss in an advanced economy like Australia while making an average profit of 31% in tax havens, according to Oxfam.
Our tax laws are drafted in a very detailed way, and we have a thing in the Income Tax Assessment Act 1936 called Division 4A, which says that, you know, if a company is caught avoiding tax, then the tax office can adjust their tax and charge them the tax that they've avoided. The problem with the law is it's very detailed, it's written by really clever people, but the corporations can afford even cleverer people to work around those laws. So the tax avoidance law says that if there is a scheme where there's a tax benefit, then the commissioner can adjust, can use his power to adjust the tax to deprive a company of the benefit. But the Act states that there has to be a dominant purpose of obtaining a tax benefit in the scheme. So the corporations use those words, dominant purpose, and say there's always schemes for us to make profits, but the dominant purpose is to make profit, not to avoid tax. So that's how they avoid it. They make their schemes obscure, and therefore they become perfectly legal. and they charge each other. The companies in a group can charge each other different amounts for, say, branding or using insurance services or for using the corporation's network, all above board, to then put the tax into different countries.
Oxfam believes resolving this lack of transparency in Australia and globally is the solution to make sure companies pay their fair share, says Dr. Lee.
So one of Oxfam Australia's key asks is for the Australian government to implement tax transparency measures. And in particular, we are calling for public country-by-country reporting to be mandatory. So what that would mean is that every multinational that operates in Australia would be required to report their profits, revenues, tax paid, and number of employees in every country in the world where they are operating. So by doing so, it brings to light just where the profits are being booked, where the money is actually being made, whether or not there are legitimate businesses operating in those particular countries where they are booking the profits. So what this would do is allow a degree of public scrutiny over these businesses' operations, which, while not illegal, is morally reprehensible, and they are not keeping in the spirit of the law. So having a public pressure, Oxfam believes, will make these companies feel more pressure to do the right thing and pay their fair share of tax.
Dr. Sangle explains why this is unlikely both here and abroad.
The problem with that is you do need to get the government to support it or mandate it, and governments are very reluctant to do that. In 2014, there was a G20 summit in Australia, and 20 of the world's leaders came here, and they talked about this very issue, and they made a resolution to look at it. That's it. Nothing happens. People keep looking at it, but no country's game to take on the multinational corporation. And the reason they're not game is, I think, quite complex. One of the reasons, I think, would be that some corporations are actually bigger than nation states. Countries might feel that they would lose, that there would be a flight of capital from their country if they started imposing rules that other countries haven't put on. Some countries need the employment that the multinationals provide, and some countries need the products that the multinationals provide. So an Australian consumer would be very upset if he couldn't get access to the drug he or she needed, because the corporation decided not to operate in Australia because we were trying to be more transparent.